This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the United States after its Senate approved a landmark $40 billion aid package to the country. The Senate bill now heads to President Joe Biden for his expected signature. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Senate gave final approval Thursday to a fresh $40 billion aid package for Ukraine, sending the bill to President Joe Biden for his signature. The legislation that includes military, economic, and food aid for Ukraine and U.S. allies passed on a vote of 86 to 11. Both party leaders, Democrat Chuck Schumer and Republican Mitch McConnell, urged passage.
It's a fight we should not and cannot turn away from.
I encourage every senator on both sides to join this bipartisan supermajority.
Every Democrat who voted approved the measure, as did most Republicans. But all the no votes came from Republicans, which was also the case last week when the House approved the legislation 368 to 57. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Biden on Thursday enthusiastically welcomed Sweden's and Finland's bids to join the NATO Security Alliance, moves that would enlarge the bloc to include two of Europe's most modern militaries and place it along Russia's northwestern border. Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, along with Sweden's Prime Minister and Finland's President, Biden said he would send their membership applications to the U.S. Congress, where he hopes for a swift approval. The 29 other NATO members will have to agree by consensus to admit the two nations, a process that normally takes up to a year, but is expected to be faster in this case. Only NATO ally Turkey has expressed reservations about the Baltic neighbors joining the alliance, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accusing them of giving a haven to terrorists.